Hey there, guys. Zach here. Welcome back to the cast. Sorry, I've been kind of on a hiatus for a little while. I wish it was the reasoning of me traveling or, on some great adventure, but I just have actually just kind of really been procrastinating a lot, in all honesty. I've been wanting to get something out there, and I appreciate anybody who's still tuning in. I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm gonna do something a little different for this. So, I wanted to talk just a bit about some of my thoughts on depression. So I decided to write down kind of like a list of my thoughts. And I started off just kind of doing bullet points, but then I just turned it into more of a monologue or a story, so to say. It's not overly long, but it's gonna be, just kind of out of the ordinary, just because usually I just record just open mind, no like structure. I generally have an idea, but I don't have any guidelines that I follow, no script or anything that I read. So with this, it'll be just a little different. I plan to read this and then talk just a little bit about it afterwards as well. But again, I appreciate anybody who is giving this a listen again. Please, share it if you like the content. Give me some feedback if you like me doing something like this. But other than that, I'm gonna jump right into it, all right? Depression. Depression can be very hard to spot if you don't know the signs, and can be something as simple as the lack of motivation to carry out daily tasks. Some days, waking up and getting out of bed alone is a battle. We may wake up with this idea of change and desire to complete these things on our task list, but something seems to hold a grip on our mind. Something sits in occupants, this fog that we cannot seem to clear, no matter how hard we try. To me, I like to compare it to that of quicksand. We slowly trudge along, all while drifting away from the surface of our lives. Daily feats become chores. Our thoughts are not even our own anymore. Dealing with this struggle, we eventually convince ourselves to get up and proceed with our day, still stuck in this slump. Most are able to put on a pretty good mask to live behind. Some things can momentarily subdue this feeling, such as being with family and friends, laughter, entertaining our minds with movies, games, music, but even at times this is not enough. This weight still seems to follow us around, no matter how hard we try or how good of a time we are having. Deep in our minds, we obviously do not want to feel this way, and we could give anything to change it, but like I said, it can be easy to put on that mask. Just wear that fake smile like the rest of the world. Drag ourselves through the day and live by this famous golden quote, "I'm fine." I'm fine? What a sad reality to live behind. A reality in which we would rather lie to others about our internal conflict rather than take the time to explain what we are battling. Often I wonder, though, which is more sad, the fact that we lie or the fact that most believe it. We accept this phrase as if it was truth, even though most of us in reply ourselves live behind the same quote. We therefore know that it is a lie and rarely do anything to peer into that falsehood. We accept it, and for what reason? To spare us some time? For most, we think, well, who really cares, right? Who wants to hear my complaints and struggles when most people have their own to deal with? To me, that is the greatest issue and hardest part about trying to open up and talk about your problems. We do not want to burden others with the issues that we fight. Why willingly place the sorrow upon someone else's shoulders and potentially have them suffer with me? This is when we face our greatest battles, in silence. We internalize all of our issues, and when we are sitting alone throughout the day or laying down for bed at night, these gates open and they all flow out. Just sitting with your mind racing, overthinking, and anxiously wondering about all of these problems. Fixating on things that are sometimes out of our control. We sit and beat ourselves up over the issues and begin to really focus in on all the negativity in our lives. We do not focus on the good in our hearts. We do not focus on our accomplishments. We tune into all of our flaws, everything that we have done wrong, the things that we can't do and the reasoning behind them, instead of the things that we excel in. We begin to live in a world of doubt and hatred for ourselves and lose sight of who we are. This is why we need to discuss the issues that we all face. Believe me, I know that it is hard to open up and make yourself vulnerable. It can be terrifying. However, if we speak up about them and get that out there, we are at least giving ourselves a fighting chance. We are giving ourselves an opportunity for change to come into our lives. We are giving ourselves a chance to be heard so that we are not stuck fighting these battles alone in our mind. Too often we think that no one understands us, but in reality, millions of people deal with the struggles like we do. So many people share the same story and feelings. We just have to allow them to be heard and understand that it is okay to be broken. We need to have faith in others, but most importantly, we need to have faith in ourselves. We may not be able to win this war alone, but loving ourselves and having faith in ourselves is the first step towards change. Because like I said, the greatest battles that we fight are those in silence. So that was just kind of the insight of how I feel depression can be. I know that it can be different for many people. This is just kind of my generalization with it, and some issues that I think are very general and big when it comes to it. I think that it's definitely something that needs to be given an outlet to discuss. And I think that, you know, the whole I'm fine scenario needs to be talked more on. You know, a lot of people just don't want to spend the time to discuss it, or they feel, you know, like they're inconveniencing others by doing so. And that just kind of adds to the struggle. You know, we need to allow others to assist us and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, allow ourselves to open up and accept the help of others. I think sometimes we feel like, you know, we have to fight this battle alone, and that it's not the case. Yeah, I think, you know, I've said it before, a huge step is self-love and allowing yourself to heal from your past. Allowing yourself to be the first step in your progress towards healing. You know, you can have people try to aid you as much as possible, but if at the end of the day you yourself are not working towards it as well, you know, the struggle will still continue. And I do understand that it is hard, trust me. I'm not saying that it is something that could happen overnight, but it's definitely a work in progress, and we just need to, you know, take steps to initiate that change. Yeah, I mean, it's, I really enjoyed writing it. It kind of took me probably like 12 takes to even get it all out in one sitting as far as speaking it. Writing it is a lot easier. I think it just kind of flows. But yeah, speaking it, it's, you know, I often find myself mumbling over words or something. I mean, I generally do throughout the day, but trying to read it and make it sound the way that I feel when I write it is kind of hard for me, so I apologize if it kind of came out choppy. But yeah, I enjoyed creating this segment, and I want to know if this is something that you guys like would look forward to. Again, this is just kind of a small insight towards depression. I want to do in the future a bigger topic, a bigger segment on it. And like I've said before, get other people's views on it. I'm kind of just waiting to get some equipment to do so. Since I do all this recording on my phone, I don't want to just pass my phone back and forth with somebody. I want to, you know, kind of get this set up professionally. So bear with me. It probably will still be a while. And I apologize again for not getting content, you know, out there like I intended or like I would like to. But again, appreciate you guys giving it a listen, give it a share, give me some feedback. Stay positive and stay love, guys. Appreciate it.